Welcome to this edition of the SK NIS Week in Review, where we recap significant activities of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis over the past week. Coming up, government engages national economic stakeholders ahead of the 2021 budget. American Airlines returns to St. Kitts following border reopening. St. Kitts and Nevis remembers its war dead, and road rehabilitation project enters a critical phase. Those stories and more are next on the SK NIS Week in Review for the period November 6 to 12, 2020. Hello and welcome. Holiday shopping for consumers in St. Kitts and Nevis will be a bit brighter come December with the announcements of two discounted value-added tax or VAT rate days. Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Dr. The Honourable Timothy Harris made the announcement on Tuesday.
This year, 2020, the government is offering two VAT days on Friday the 18th and on Saturday the 19th December. We hope that the additional day will help to further stimulate economic activity, assist in particular the small businesses with improved sales, and help spread economic activity over those 2 days. Importantly too, we hope by extending the VAT day offerings to Saturday, we could have less congestions on the Friday and on the Saturday, and behaviors more conducive to the COVID-19 environment.
Prime Minister Harris also announced the seasonal duty concessions on food, gift packages, and passenger allowances for the entire month of December. The decision to have two discounted VAT rate days was largely influenced after discussions with the St. Kitts Nevis Chamber of Industry and Commerce and other economic players. The chamber played a pivotal role at a national dialogue between representatives of the government, private sector, and civil society that was held on November 6 at the Royal St. Kitts Hotel. The forum was hosted by the Ministry of Finance. The government's financial secretary, Hilary Hazel, noted the value of the dialogue, which comes as a precursor to the 2021 budget. She said that the economic fallout from the global COVID-19 pandemic is a key concern for all.
The economy is expected to record negative growth in 2020 and is expected to rebound to positive growth in 2021. A central question is, however, how would we achieve positive growth in 2021 to 2023?
The global tourism industry is one sector that has been drastically affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, as many countries around the world closed their borders to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. St. Kitts and Nevis did so in late March. The borders were reopened on October 31, and the following Saturday, November 7, saw the return of American Airlines. On Tuesday, Chairman of the COVID-19 Task Force, Abdia Samuel, gave an update on the numbers of departures and arrivals into the Federation.
The arrival of the passengers began with the warm and hospitable welcome by the masqueraders, who performed joyfully and proudly in welcoming our visitors and, most importantly, our nationals to St. Kitts and Nevis. Since our borders would have opened, St. Kitts would have seen the arrival of 135 passengers and the departure of 157 passengers, while Nevis would have seen the arrival of 48 passengers and 60 departures. So federally, there was a total of 183 passengers that would have arrived in the Federation since our borders have been open, and there would have been a total of 217 departures.
The Island Main Road Rehabilitation Project has entered a new phase, which project manager George Gilbert has described as the most difficult to date. Mr. Gilbert gave an update on Wednesday from the work site at Baker's Corner.
Reason why it is that challenging, because we have a number of stakeholders participating, involved in this corridor here. We have Skellec, who are responsible for moving of poles, relocating of poles in the area, and upgrading some lines too. We have Flo, which actually doing some of great work as we speak. We have the cable who are actually installing new docks in the roadway and those new docks to take the new fiber optic cable. And we have prime contractors who is doing the sidewalks and the drain in the general area. And we have the main contractor who is Surrey Paving, who will be doing the removal of the black surface here, which is the asphalt, moving of the base, putting new base, compacting, and then asphalt the whole road surface. So this is the activity. And as I said, this is very challenging because we have to coordinate and actually organize these many groups, many contractors in this small corridor.
The rehabilitation of inmates at Her Majesty's prison is high on the agenda for government and prison officials. On Wednesday, Commissioner of Corrections Terence James and Principal Officer Virgil Hodge highlighted some of the work that is intended to transform the lives of the men and women while they serve out their sentence. Programs in vehicle mechanics, welding, construction, tailoring, agriculture, art and craft are all offered. Social classes cover conflict resolution, substance abuse, behavioral therapy, religious instruction, and more are also included.
The one that tops all of these, I would say, is the educational program, which we've been having for almost 4 years now, where the prisoners themselves have the opportunity to teach civilians. And currently we have that program that is taking place at the Maurice Hillier Memorial School from 5 to 7, Monday to Thursdays, where the prisoners actually go out and teach most of the subject areas to civilians.
There are some positive things that is happening in the prison. It's not all bad and negative things that's happening in the prison. There are some positive things that is coming out of the prison because of our rehabilitation programs.
On Sunday, St. Kitts and Nevis paused to remember its citizens of the Twin Island Federation and Anguilla who died in World War I, 1914 to 1918, and World War II, 1939 to 1945. A remembrance service was held at the War Memorial at the Cenotaph. The names of the 20 men who died in the First Great War, as well as the 6 who were killed in the Second Great War, were read out loud. Wreaths were also placed. The service was attended by Governor General His Excellency Sir S.W. Tapley Seaton, Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris, members of Parliament, representatives of the Diplomatic Corps, other invited guests, and of course, members of the armed forces and the uniformed bodies. Another commemoration that took place this week was World Radiography Day, or the International Day of Radiology. It was celebrated on November 8. On Monday, the staff at the Joseph and France General Hospital held an open day and showcased the history of radiology, as well as the current work of radiologists, radiographers, and other professionals within the field. Carissa Natter is a senior radiographer at the Joseph and France General Hospital.
In moving forward, we want to try to elevate what we already have. And in order for us to do this, we have to involve artificial intelligence. And with artificial intelligence, it reduces human error. It also reduces radiation exposure and the need for unnecessary x-rays. So with AI, what they intend to do is to make the process more efficient so patients won't have to wait for reports, information coming back, diagnosis won't be delayed.
And finally, the Department of Youth Empowerment is continuing to celebrate Youth Month with a number of activities. On Saturday, members of the Volunteer Corps and Youth Partners participated in a beach cleanup. They removed a number of items including plastic bottles, styrofoam containers, car rims, aluminium cans, and even articles of clothing from the Irish Town Bay and Limekiln Bay. That's all for this edition of the SKNIS Week in Review. For more information on these and other stories, be sure to visit our website, sknis.kn. For now, I'm Ian Richards.